Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Burke in the Game, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay, hey guys, welcome to Burke in the Game. I hope you enjoyed our last episode with Sam Champion, my dance partner, my friend, and my injured brother from another brother. Poor guy. So he's not like injured, meaning like he won't be able to dance on Monday, but he is definitely in tons of pain. Let's not forget, Sam is 61, though he definitely doesn't look like it or act like it. He has so much light, and he has such a beautiful heart and a joy for life. So his age never really, I don't think anyone really puts that into consideration, that he is the oldest contestant left on Dancing with the Stars. And mind you, the oldest contestant most likely about to do knee walks on Monday night. Yes, you heard me right. Knee walks is it's a knee dance or dance step that I decided to add in our Paso Doble. Sam is very strong, but with anyone who is not used to doing knee walks or being on their knees, it is definitely, you know, painful. Meaning like a lot of the time when you do Paso Doble, you should be at least, you know, it's a different type of muscle you're using in your body. And I highly doubt Sam's ever moved like this before, but you're not necessarily putting weight onto the knees. You're actually pulling from your pelvis up to the sky, basically. So you need to use your hips more than anything. And Sam has tight hips. So I've had my full team of physical therapists, masseuses, and you name it, come to his place that he's staying in LA and just give him as much, you know, TLC as possible. But it's not necessarily TLC because it's brutal pain, meaning like my masseuse and physical therapist, they're definitely hardcore. They're not there to give you a little rub-a-dub or pet you. They're there to fix your body. So to say that Sam has been enjoying this week would probably not be 100% true, other than the fact that we love each other and he shows up with his head held high. He never complains, which, you know, for me, it's all about honesty when it comes to how much pain you're in. Last night we rehearsed, he said he was at a 7. So we called it quits pretty early. Paso's very intense. Paso Doble is a man's dance. And we were in the bottom 2 last week. So look, I think Sam's brain wants to definitely push, but his body is telling him to slow down. I think that, you know, Sam probably would like to, if we, God forbid, get eliminated, would like to walk out of the ballroom with both legs and hips all intact. Excuse me. So anyway, it's been a little challenging on the physical side. Mental side, you know, it's been great. It's, you know, Sam is, him and his husband, as you guys have seen and seen their chemistry and heard us last week on the pod, they are just amazing people. Really great good people. And regardless of, you know, our time together and all of that, I'm really, you know, going to miss the both of them. I've, again, never seen such a couple with so much support and love for one another, willing to sacrifice without feeling guilt on any side. But yeah, it's been lovely, my time with Sam and seeing him every day. As you guys know, we've been friends. We were friends first before this, and we will be closer and closer friends and family members at this point after this experience is over. Hopefully not soon, but you know, we need all your guys' votes because we just need to get out of that bottom too, right? So that it's not up to the judges. It's really very rare that the judges choose a couple, the same couple twice as far as saving a couple goes. The last time actually that happened was when I danced with AJ McLean. I remember Johnny Weir was dancing with Britt, one of the pro dancers, and that was his second time being in the bottom. AJ and I, that was our first time being in the bottom, and they actually saved Johnny Weir again. So it is possible. It's not, you know, it doesn't happen frequently, but I guess it just depends on who's in the bottom too. Hopefully it's not us. I realize that maybe we don't have as many votes as someone like Vinny from the Jersey Shore, but hopefully you guys have been able to follow our journey, because Dancing with the Stars is about the journey. It's not about celebrity dancers coming on the show. It's about celebrities who have no dance experience and us turning them into a ballroom dancer. And that is exactly what, you know, Sam has done. Carrie Ann mentioned last week that she wanted to see more emotion behind the dance. Well, get ready, Carrie Ann, because this is going to be real emotion because my partner is in pain. So he's going to be yelling and screaming like you do in the Paso Doble, but he's also most likely not going to have that beautiful smile that everyone loves Sam for. But he is, we're getting ready for Monday. It's just that we've had to slow rehearsals down a little bit. So that is a little rough, especially since Monday is just around the corner. And I would say that, you know, he knows the routine. However, we just need to get it to music. Today is Saturday. So, you know, you'd be shocked at how much, I guess, somebody can improve in just 2 days of rehearsal. This turnaround, time is not on our side on Dancing with the Stars. It's pretty stressful. Anyway, moving forward, or moving on, let's say, I hope this experience quickly back to Dancing with the Stars doesn't end anytime soon, because we have an amazing prom night song. Oh my God. It's going to be, if we have to leave, if I had to choose between this week and next week, I would want to try and get to next week, because we're dancing to Boogie Wonderland and it's an amazing cha-cha. I just finished choreographing it and it's so fun. It would be a great way for us just to end with that bang, I guess. But hopefully none of the two options happen. But like I said, if one has to happen, it would be next Monday, guys. So please get your voting fingers ready. Check out my Instagram page and check out Burke and the Game's Instagram page for details on how to vote. Okay, I have to go to rehearsal. I just wanted to check in with you guys and say thank you for all of your support and love. And yeah, once things slow down here, hopefully we'll go back to the normal interviews. And just let us know though in the comments if you prefer these check-ins more than interviews, or you know, what you guys want to hear when it comes to Burke in the Game. Do you guys want to follow me on? I'm pretty sure I'll be most likely dating before, or maybe at, I would hope by the new year or start of the new year at some point, once I get my, I guess once I get my life together, right? Like until then, I don't think I'm in any shape to start dating. You know, Dancing with the Stars goes on until right before Thanksgiving. I'm with my family for the holidays, most likely. And then until this is all settled, I think that my headspace isn't right for dating at the moment. But I love you guys. I love doing this podcast. It really helps me gather my thoughts together, and it helps me just be able to vent and call it out, whatever that it is, you know. It sometimes I can get so caught up in my own head and my own thoughts, and I'm not a great journaler, to be quite honest. But yeah, it's been so fun doing this. It's been so therapeutic. It's been a release of all of this built up stress, anger, disappointment, happiness, excitement, roller coaster ride of emotions. So thank you guys for listening, and let me know what you guys want to hear for the new year coming up. And until then, don't forget again to vote for Team Thunder from Down Under. My friend, my dance partner, Sam Champion. We are dancing Monday night. We're dancing second. Even if you don't have Disney Plus, you guys, please vote. You can vote between the hours of 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I believe it's 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, or 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So anyway, just vote. Okay, you've got that 2-hour window wherever you are here. You can also vote in Canada. And get us through just one more week. All right. Love you guys. Bye. Thanks for listening and coming along this journey with me. If you like what you hear, then feel free to give this podcast 5 stars. You can also follow along with my journey on Instagram at BurkeInTheGame. And if you have any advice or want to write in, then email me at BurkeInTheGame@iHeartRadio.com.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.